You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we just kicked my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, off with The Blips. And that's a new song off their new record, just released in November of 2023. And the name of the album is Again, and the song is She Still Shoots. Now, I'm trying to figure out where The Blips are from, to be honest. And it says that they're from Birmingham, but, and I'm like, they could be Birmingham, Alabama. It is Alabama. Yes. Okay. I was thinking Birmingham, England, or Alabama. Yeah. I just, myself, first of all, want to wish us all a happy new year and tell you how I spent my 4 weeks since I last have spoken to you all. Yes. The last time I was here was 4 weeks ago. And then, of course, we had the holidays and the studio, like the station was pretty much closed over that period. So no show, which is okay. Had a little break. And I am currently in pain. Yeah, I'm in pain because on New Year's Eve, this is how I spent my New Year's Eve. It was in the ER. I happened to have tripped over an unseen trailer hitch on the back of a vehicle. So I'd parked pretty close to another car, and I ran around my car to get up onto the sidewalk, right? But I didn't see that there was this hitch in the dark. And I had plans to go out to a New Year's deal. And I was all dressed up and blah, blah, blah. Long story short is I launched, like I catapulted myself up into the air, landed directly on the curb on my rib. So I curbed myself. In the process, I had my arm up. Even though my rib took the full force of the hit, my arm hurt. As I managed to kind of pick myself up, I was like, oh my God, that is going to leave a mark. So long story short, I was... brought myself to the hospital and broken rib, and my arm is actually broken as well, but it's a pretty minor fracture, luckily, thank God. So no cast required. It was basically a chip off my shoulder. So the x-rays showed, but it's in place. So again, I don't need a cast and it's healing pretty well. So it's pretty minor and I can mostly use my arm mostly, but it hurts. And, today, I'm pretty proud of myself as the first day, I guess 10 days later, I did the math, that I haven't taken any pain meds. So good for me. Now, I mean, when I say pain meds, I mean, I've been only on like ibuprofen and acetaminophen. That's it. I did get a prescription for morphine. And 2 days, I attempted to relieve my pain with morphine. And I quickly determined that, like, it made my stomach kind of, like, unsettled. I felt kind of queasy. And then I Googled it, and I guess that is a side effect. So luckily, I'm not an opiate addict. Like, I don't. So, yeah, morphine was a little underwhelming. Anyways, that's my story. But luckily, all of this went down at the tail last very end hours of 2023. So far, knock on, I don't know, wood, not really wood, but my 2024 has been positive and I'm looking forward to the future. I had like a tail, like the last end of 2023 for me was horrific. I'm not going to get into details. I'll just say that it was a really, really bad end of the year. And so I'm working on it. I'm looking into the future. Looking into the future. I've booked myself a trip. I'm going to Big Sky, Montana. So I'm excited. I'm going on a ski trip a couple months down the line here. Yep. Things will get better. I know they are. And yeah, I'm faking it till I'm making it. I'm faking it till I'm making it. Fake it. I don't know. With bacon bits? I don't know. Okay, so that, again, as I mentioned, let's get back to the music. The Blips. Great song. Great song. All right. Now, let's head into some more music. I've just been really busy in addition to being in pain. And so after work, I came home, took a little nap. And I've just decided that tonight's shows is going to be like a random assortment of my favorite tunes. Oftentimes, I'll like, you know, most of the time, I like really research music, get into it, write a whole set list, and, you know, present my best to you. And I think this is going to be a good show, but I don't have the energy or the time, to be honest, to really get too into it, especially when you're injured. I'm just like, I'm just going to try to do most things, maybe half-assed, but I'm going to try. So anyways, we're going to get next into a band. Well, actually, this is a rap artist. Well, she's an artist. That is Doja Cat. And I'm really, really impressed with this cover of hers. It's called Celebrity Skin. And the song, of course, is a cover of Hole. I love Hole. Like, the older I get, the more Hole means to me. You know, Courtney Love, she's kind of crazy in the whole bit, but she really did write some excellent songs. And as much as she, again, is crazy, incredibly intelligent as well. So let's take a listen to this cover of Hole's Celebrity Skin here on CITR. Hold on. All right, I move around. I'm still in a little pain, but I'll be fine. Here on CITR 101.9 FM. Do I have this on? Vancouver. Here is Doja Cat. Oh, make me over. I'm all I want to be. A walking fire. You can get rid of me. Hey, so glad you can make it. Yeah, now you really made it. Hey, so glad you can make it now. Oh, look at my face.
so strong, coming off ever so weak, coming off ever so wrong. Hold me in your arms, hold me in your mind, still as the night. Coming up ever so fast, burning off whiskey and weed, coming off ever so deep, rhyming every line, ranting rapid fire, scripting the
nothing ever takes a whole lot of medicine to feel like a little kid. Oh, and did you ever love a woman with a death wish? Something in her eyes like flipping off a light switch. Everybody dies, but you gotta find a reason to carry on. Oh, and did you ever catch her climbing on the rooftop higher than a kite? Dead a winner in a tank top. I don't wanna fight with you, baby, but I won't leave you alone. Who's gonna save you? Who's left to pray to? What's the difference in a breakdown and a breakthrough? I saw her in the moonlight digging.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That right there was Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit with the beautiful song Death Wish. I love that song. Off the album released in June of 2023, almost considered new by CITR standards, called Weather Vanes. Jason Isbell, if you don't know, is formerly a member of the Drive By Truckers. He's originally from Alabama, and there you go. Before that, we heard something from the Torontonian band Metric, headed up by, what's her name? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Her name just slipped my mind. It'll come to me. Oh, Jane. Emily? Emily something? The song we heard is Who Would You Be For Me? Off their new record, Metric's new record, Formentera 2. This is a follow-up to the first album, Formentera. This was just released in October, and it's got some really good lyrics. Who would you be for me? And that's a really good question, and I say that because the lyric goes something like, I could be the girl for you, but who would you be for me? Which is a question I myself have pondered. You know, it's easy to say you love somebody, like, I love you. And like, but then like, what are you doing for me? What are you providing for myself? You know what I'm saying? Love. Okay. Before that, we heard something from the LA chick Doja Cat with Celebrity Skin off of the song's album title is Celebrity Skin as well. All right, 6:53. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am coming at you from the campus of UBC. My show is every second Wednesday, so 6:30 until 8. That is correct. And I play just, you know, mostly sort of indie rock, sometimes punk rock, a little bit of hip hop here and there. yeah, sometimes I'll play some Motown. Maybe I'll play some Motown. I don't know. But tonight's show is just me being chill and just playing my favorites. All right, so we're going to move into something from 1974. And that is from Big Star. This is Alex Chilton's band. We're going to hear from the album Radio City September Girls. Let's just make sure I've got it all ready to go. All right, hold on a second here. Here it is. Did I find it? No. Hold on. I had it. Give me 1 second. Do I have it? Yes, I do. All right, here we go. I'm here, as I mentioned, until 8. This is a gorgeous song. I hope you enjoy it as well. And yeah. Stay tuned.
Located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Stuck a pin in your backbone, spoke you down from there. All I ever wanted was to be your spine. Lost your friction and you slid for a mile. Overdone, overdrive, overlive, override. You're not the one who let me down, but thanks for offering. It's not a voice and I'm not around. Thanks for picking it.
Drop. hiding the bags under my eyes. I can see you standing there, but still there's nothing to reply. The world's my fin de gras, my Spanish castle in the sky. I can see it floating there, but still there's nothing to define. If I'm miles away, I'm holding mountains in my hands. The starlight it never burned me down until I stumble like a drunkard back to town. Then I end up where you are, keeping the sanctuary warm. Don't ask me who I am, don't ask me where I am. Nothing to declare, not in the valleys of my mind. All the documents are there, but still there's something to decide. The world's my fin de gras, the waters beckoning me to dive. I can tell the pearls in there, and still there's nothing I can find. If you let me go, I'll fall as far as I can fall. Starlight ain't never gonna bring me home until I wake up like a
listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is the very new, incredibly in the future new MGMT song, Nothing to Declare, off their album that has not even yet been released called Loss of Life. I've played that before. They released it quite early, like, I don't know, the other month. And I love MGMT. Those guys are the best. They were formed in New York City. I believe the two guys were roommates. I think they might have gone to NYU, as a matter of fact. Anyways, they're living together on campus, like in a dorm. And there we go. Speaking of New York, we heard something from the very famed New Yorker Julian Casablancas, of course, of the Strokes, on a solo deal here from 2009. The song was 11th Dimension from Phrases for the Young. That is like such a get up and go dance song. I love that song. Before that, we heard something from 93? Yeah, I think so. 1993 from Chapel Hill, North Carolina band Archers of Loaf with the song Web in Front. You can find that on their Icky Metal record. All right. Big Star, of course, in there before that with September Girls, which I am. I am a September girl. I am a Virgo. So there you go. What was I going to go on about? It is 7:09. Oh, I would like to go on about the weather. That's often something I like to do. And I will go on about MGMT in a minute because I love MGMT. And when we come back from me babbling, we'll hear maybe my favorite song of theirs from the 2018 record, Little Dark Age, the title track. Such a good song. And then, ooh, also coming up, because I played something from Chapel Hill band Archers of Loaf, we're going to stay in North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and go to Superchunk. Haven't played those guys in ages. Those guys were like, you know, actually Archers of Loaf, Superchunk, those are the bands that like influenced me at that time. I was so into all those bands. Polvo, I'm just trying to think what other bands, to play music. Like I picked up the bass and I played music for, God, decades? I kind of vaguely recently kind of did, but whatever. I think a lot of my music doing is more in my past, but who knows? Anyways, 7:10. Let me do that. Let me get into some weather. Let me give you maybe the snow report. Let's start with some Vancouver weather, and then we'll maybe head over to the mountains. All right, for those people who like to ski or snowboard. All right, let's check it out. The weather we have coming up. Well, today is Thursday already. January 10th. Oh, my God. Oh, fun fact. It is new moon tonight at 3-something in the morning. New moon. So if you know nothing about, the spirituality of all that kind of stuff, the whole, like, woo-hoo, astrology. Well, if you don't know this, you really should be setting your intentions at a full moon. Because that is when you, well, what do you want? What do you want? What would you like? You sort of put it out there into the universe. Some people suggest you write it on a piece of paper. And then hopefully by the full moon, you'll get something happening. The full moon is the culmination. And the full moon is usually when actually things may, interestingly enough, go out of your life. Right. And a lot of weird things happen during full moons. But sometimes things get eclipsed out of your life at a full moon. Teachers of special ed kids, I used to teach special ed, will notice kids go rangy at full moons, as well as hospitals, ERs, etc. That kind of thing. That's when they have a lot of activity. I wonder if my accident was during a full moon. I don't think so. I should know this. No. But anyways, all right, today is the 10th. Let's get into the weather. I'm talking about the new moon tonight. So set your intentions. All right, tomorrow's high here in Vancouver is 2. And then we skip over to Friday. So 2 and light snow, that's nice. Then we get into Friday here in Vancouver, a high of -7. We have an Arctic outflow. I can't talk. Two times. Arctic outflow. What did I say? Arctic outflow. It's happening. So this is when, and I teach this stuff, actually, fun fact. I teach physical geography 12. I can give you a whole lesson on weather and climate. And basically, we've got our coast mountains here because we are hugely affected by the moderating effects of the Pacific Ocean that keeps us, warm, but also quite wet. The mountains act as a barrier, right, from the Arctic or polar air masses up there, and they'll often get deflected and head, down into places like, I guess, Calgary, or sometimes they'll make it to the Okanagan, etc. But sometimes that air will escape over to the coast down some of these mountain passes, and that's going to be happening. So Friday, -7 is the high here in Vancouver. That is unreal. So the overnight low is going to be -11. Then we get into the weekend, -5 and -1. Now let's get into a little snow report. Who wants to know? I do. Snow report. Let's go to Cyprus. Let's go to Cyprus. Let's see what's happening up there at Cyprus. Actually, as much as I have been injured, I did. The snow has been awesome. I did go up to Cyprus last night, and because I had been jonesing, I'm highly addicted to skiing. Like, it really helps my mind. It's therapy. I love it so much. It keeps me sane. And so as much as my rib is, I'm still sort of recovering from a broken rib and a broken arm. And I spoke to my doctor on Friday. I saw him and I was like, well, do you think I can like ski next week? And he was like, well, in theory, yes, you can. But of course you cannot fall. And I was like, oh, okay. So last night I did. I went out and I did some easy runs. I did some like greens and blues and took it easy. But here's the issue, right? If you are a snowboarder or skier, you know that, like, now I've gotten to the point where I'm okay. I'm a pretty okay skier and I don't fear the slopes, the steeps, anything like that necessarily. Sometimes I do. I'm okay. But what scares me is the other people. And that's where you have to be careful, because it's like driving. Like, you could be the best driver and you can just get like sideswiped by some idiot. So that's when I'm out there and when I'm fearful on the mountains, it's because of the other people. I mean, I've been run into so many times by like kids in ski lessons knocking me off my skis kind of thing. And I'm like, what? So there you go. That's my story. Okay. What is today? Wednesday. Okay. Tomorrow's Thursday. Let's take a look and see what's happening up at Cyprus. All right. Ooh, we've got some snow coming. We've got snow showers, light snow throughout the day, midday, it looks like. And then we're going to head into Friday, of course. We're up on the mountain. Oh, good Lord. Is this real? It says up at Cyprus. So tomorrow, the high at Cyprus is going to be like -5 in the morning. And then as the day progresses, it's like -7, -10, -13, etc. Then once we hit Friday, according to this, on Friday, midday, the temperature is going to be anywhere from -14 to -15 up at Cyprus. That is bonkers. All right. But it's going to be clear. So it's going to be a bluebird day, it looks like. That's nice. And it looks like into the weekend, it's going to be bluebirdy, bluebird-esque. All right, cool. All right, that's my news. That's what we got. Okay, what do we got next? As I mentioned, let's get back into the music with, as I mentioned, a little Dark Age. Little Dark Age, such a great song. And this video is creepy and it's perfect. All right, folks, I'm going to stop jibber jabbering and we're going to hear something from these New York boys. This is MGMT. Here on CITR with Little Dark Age.
Start to run. Someone's gotta help me, dear. Cloud. I wanna take you for a ride on into town. Love affair, we'll be looking sharp, I swear. I want them all to stop and stare when we take you down.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there was Black Love. That's the name of the album from the Afghan Whigs. Those guys being out of Cincinnati, fronted by Greg Dooley, who was like at the time, like in the 90s. I think that song came out in 96. He was just like all the rage. He was kind of like the ladies' man. I think he was getting into acting. There you go. And that album, I believe, was released on Sub Pop. I do believe. Let me just double check this. I don't want to give you guys wrong information. Yeah, they were a Sub Pop band. I do believe that was a Sub Pop release as well. All right. Before that, we heard something from Beck and his 2008 album, Modern Guilt. The song was Gamma Ray. That was a good song. Like it. Beck was raised, if you don't know this, a Scientologist. His dad apparently was like, and maybe still is, like one of the big serious Scientology dudes. I don't think Beck anymore, if I remember correctly, is really, I don't know, don't quote me, but practicing like he did, I think, because he was raised that way. So there you go, that's Beck. Father John Misty in there before that, out of Maryland. He got his real musical start, however, in Seattle. We heard from the 2012 album, Fear Fun, Hollywood Forever Cemetery. One more word to the song. Hollywood Forever Cemetery Sings. Apparently that song is about having, I believe, sex with a girl who has got like a fetish about having sex in cemeteries. Crazy. Yeah, that was Superchunk we heard in there before, to kick that set off with Driveway to Driveway from the 94 album Foolish. My name is Anita B, and I'm just sort of playing a bunch of songs that I like. That's it. I had mentioned before, I'm recovering from some injuries, and I've just taken life easy. I'm just like, whatever. I'm managing to get to work, do my stuff. I even skied yesterday, go figure. Easy runs, but I'm still in pain, but I'm happy to say today is the first day I have not used any painkillers. That's right. No Tylenol, no Advil, whatever. But there you go. And if you just join me, all one of you, I suffered on New Year's Eve a broken rib and arm. But the arm is pretty mild, the injury, so that's good. Okay, enough of that. We have 22 more minutes avec moi before my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is done. We're going to get into something from the Australian band, Good Morning. Now, we're going to hear the song Country, which I very much like. I will say the following, and that is that I don't like a lot of their other stuff per se, but I like this song. So that's how that works. These guys are a duo, and this song is the title track of the album Country. There you go. So stay tuned. I'm here with you all for a little bit longer. And here on CITR right now, we have Country.
Let's be. Till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic, I'm throbbing. Mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with. The thief's theme, the thief's play theme. Me at night, they won't act right. The fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason. With pins, I'm embracing. Wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the streets. Sway Tim's on my beats, makes my cipher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, a Montero Jeep, I can't call it. The beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
To my man Ill Will, God bless your life. To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. I trick we box of crazy bitches, aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that's maybe Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal, money getting style, rolling foul. The versatile honey sticking wild, golden child dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a caught by the devil's lasso. Shit is a hassle. There's no days for broke days when selling smoke pays, while all the old folks pray to Jesus, soaking their sins in trays. A holy water, odds against nods. Lord, a finger, the word best describing my life. To name my daughter my strength, my son the star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, charge cards are mediocre. You're flipping coca, playing spit spades and strip poker.
It's yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
Yo, the world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
young city bandit, hold myself down single-handed. For murder raps, I kick my thoughts alone, get remanded. Born alone, die alone, no crew to keep my crown a throne. I'm deep, I sound alone, cave inside 1,000 miles from home. I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow, cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip, feel the clip to the tip, picturing my peeps not eating, can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like to champ up, even my brain's in handcuffs. Headed for Indiana, stabbing women like the Phantom. The crew is lapping Big Willie style. Check the chip to smell. Plus smile. I profile wow. Stash through the fly clothes, burning dollars to light my stove. Walk the blocks with a bop. Checking Danes plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today.
It's yours.
It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine.
from the 2017 album Plum. That is Wand out of SoCal, so Los Angeles, with the song Be Karma. Before that, we heard something from Nas from Illmatic, 1994. The World Is Yours. Jay Dilla out of Detroit was in there before that, from his album Working On It. Rest in peace, Jay Dilla. You're awesome. And then Good Morning, the artist, we heard with the song Country. The time is 7:55. My name is Anita B. I am almost Gandhi. I've had a good time. I'll be back in 2 more weeks. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. That's my story. So I'm going to leave us with something from 1994 off the very, very famous album, for those people in the know, for those people in the indie rock world, B-1000. When I say B-1000, you know what you say? What do you say? What do you say? What do I got here? Ha ha. Guided by Voices, of course. Guided by Voices out of Dayton, Ohio. Yeah. Okay. Let's get going. Let's take a listen to, where are we at? Where did I put that song? Oh yeah. We're going to hear I Am a Scientist. I had to just think about that. I had it all ready to go and then I lost it. Okay. I Am a Scientist. Here we are. This is Guided by Voices. It's been a slice, you guys. I'll be back in a couple weeks. And until then, keep up the passions. Get out there. Get snowboarding, skiing. Find something you love if you don't. Because life is all about being passionate about something. I don't care. It could be chess. That's the secret of life, I think. Because I am your guru. No, I know nothing. I really don't. All right, here we go. This is Guided by Voices on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I am a scientist, I seek to understand me, all of my impurities and evils yet unknown. I am a journalist, I write to you to show. Understand me, I am an incurable and nothing else behaves like